In this particular case, these secret wiretaps, were they only international phone calls involving U.S. citizens, or was it much broader than that?
Well, we have to go again by these statements that have been made by the Department of Justice and the President, and they have said that the targets of these interceptions were international calls that had a termination in the United States. There's also some evidence that calls that may have transited the United States are involved, too. There's a big issue in surveillance about grabbing calls that pass through the U.S., and in fact, the administration for quite a while has been trying to get more and more traffic that way so it comes under the jurisdiction of the U.S. But there was also an admission later on that, for one reason or another, some calls that were purely domestic, purely within the United States, were also intercepted through technical error, is the way it was put. So the target was international. Traditionally, this is the way NSA has done things. They have, you know, they're supposed to be involved in international intelligence issues. But because of the way our technology has changed now, you have to remember that wiretapping now is nothing like what it was like if you watch an old movie where there's some guy up in an attic somewhere with the headphones and a tape recorder and listening to all that. The whole communications network, all the phone network, is completely digital now for all practical purposes, so it's all just data. And when you want to wiretap a circuit now, most of the time all you have to do is either order the telecommunications company or in some cases tap into, but most of the time the telecommunications companies are more than happy to cooperate, and they just give you a copy of the data. So when that's done, then that data just flows off to a basement in Maryland or wherever it's going to go. And that doesn't have any impact on the original call. It's still the same. There's no clicks. There's no pops. Sometimes people will say, well, I hear clicking on my line. Does that mean I'm being tapped? And I'll usually say, that usually means you're not being tapped because they want to make sure your line is nice and clean.
We've had a lot of guests on talking about issues like this. And we hear clicks on their phones, or their phones go dead, or they can never get them back for days. I mean, it's weird stuff, Lauren. And I've always wondered just what the heck is going on. Let me ask you a question. I think most parents of young children, if their child was molested and they knew without a doubt that someone specifically did the molesting, I think most parents might opt to take matters into their own hands if they could. They'd skirt the laws. They would step above, you know, innocent until proven guilty, and they just might do something. And I think a lot of parents would do that if given the opportunity. Mm-hmm. Does that make that right?
Well, no, it doesn't make it right. And of course, the example that always comes to mind when you postulate something like that is that if people were doing that on a routine basis, sooner or later there'd be mistakes made, and it would turn out this wasn't the person who had molested the child or, you know, whatever crime.
Sure.
We
and
want,
that's
we
possible.
Want to use for that. And that's why we have the laws, and that's why we have the procedures, and it really applies across the board.
Throughout all this, then, we have a project called Project Echelon. Would you explain that?
Well, Echelon is sort of more of a umbrella name, more than a project these days, and it's been used very, very broadly to refer to the widespread, large-scale interception of lots of stuff, is the technical term I use, by NSA in terms of communications, voice communications, data, addressing information for traffic analysis, which is a big part of what's going on these days. You can sometimes learn as much from knowing who people are talking to as what they're saying. And this has been going on for some years, and for a long time there's been it's been very difficult to pin down to any specific cases because these are very secret projects. So in an interesting way, this whole blow-up over this current program that was exposed, and one has to ask oneself who did the exposing. Obviously, it was somebody who knew about it who was displeased with it. Has given us a little insight into the kinds of capabilities that fall under the Echelon label. Unfortunately, in a way, it kind of confirms some of our worst fears. There's an old there was a great old movie from the late 60s called The President's Analyst. And in that film, there's an American spy and a Russian spy, both working in the U.S., and the American spy starts to suspect that all the phones in the U.S. are tapped, and he says, are you trying to tell me that all the phones in America are tapped? And the other agent says, that's what's in my head. He says, but this is America, not Russia. And while no one thinks that all the phones in America are tapped all the time, though thanks to the Kalia law that was passed, they all can be tapped very easily and remotely. That was put in the law a few years ago. It does appear that the kind of infrastructure that we've built would have been the envy of the Soviet Union, the old Soviet Union. So when we have this kind of capability and are turning it against ourselves, I think that's a matter of some concern.
I wonder if Saddam Hussein used this kind of capability and technology while he was running Iraq.
Now, Iraq's phone system wasn't in very good shape even before the war.
True.
You know, usually you really have to have pretty high-tech phone systems in terms of digital phone systems to have the kind of remote access capability that we have in ours now. So usually when you're dealing with older technology, you fall back on the more traditional modes with the alligator clips and the tape recorders and those guys with the headphones.
Story that I had right before you came on that says some U.S. law enforcement agencies are saying that the 4 years of surveillance by the NSA has failed to capture any high-level al-Qaeda operatives in the United States, saying that the insurgents have long stopped using phones and computers. They're not even using that as a system to get messages. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I think you're always going to have, you know, in any set of criminals or terrorists, there's going to be the kind of dumb ones, right, who just speak openly about stuff on open phone lines. And then you're going to have the ones who are smarter who aren't going to do that. And the techniques they use can vary from just speaking in code. In other words, you know, some people will say, well, when you're listening to, if lots of phone lines are being monitored, you might be looking for keywords, right? Someone's going to look for the word bomb. Well, the problem with that, of course, is you could find someone discussing the latest movie, which was a bomb. More likely, the terrorists are going to say the delivery it will come on time tomorrow. They're not going to say the bomb fuse has been lit at the time
set.
It's not like Mission Impossible. So the problem is that by the time you put in place the kinds of technologies we're now talking about, they're less and less effective against the people you really want to get, and are more and more capable of abusing innocent people.